Okay, so I'm with Chief Constable Stephen Otter, and we're talking about an increase in visibility and also how the force is progressing after the onset of Blueprint in May. So, Chief Constable, from your perspective, how do you feel we're learning from when Blueprint came into being?
Well, so far, we think the Blueprint's been very successful. What we're seeing is maintenance of our visibility, which has actually tripled in the last 4 years. It was 12% 4 years ago. It's 37% now. And we're continuing to see improvements in that area. We're also finding that our coverage of key times of the day, particularly evenings at the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where we were seeing real problems around antisocial behaviour and violent crime, we're getting much better coverage, and those in the licensing trade have reported seeing more of us, and it's actually helping calm things down in our city centres. We've actually seen an increase in the number of arrests across the force as well. So we think it's very successful so far, but of course with any major change like this we need to keep very vigilant and learn from our staff about what needs to constantly be modified, which is what we're doing at the moment.
So this isn't a one-size-fits-all. It's a case of looking at the things that are going well, maybe the things that aren't going quite so well, learning from that and tweaking the plans accordingly.
That's right. So we're listening to what the public say, what our staff say, and in what we're finding is that it's really important to make sure each area we model the deployment accordingly. So, for example, some of our smaller villages won't need officers on neighbourhood officers on until the early hours. So we're modifying their shift patterns so that they can actually work more during the daylight hours, which is when people want to see them. But that's at the same time making sure the city areas get the coverage in the evenings, which is again when the public say they want to see them. So we are sort of slowly and gradually making sure that every area across Devon and Cornwall gets the best possible service. And as I say, so far I've been truly grateful for the service that the officers have done. They've gone through a major change and continue to provide a really good public service to the people across Devon and Cornwall.
And we're also looking at areas of need in more rural areas, things like adjusting shift patterns to cover a Monday to a Thursday more rather than at the weekends.
That's right. Yes, that's right. When we set the shift pattern corporately, we hadn't got a corporate shift pattern until we set the blueprint. It was very much the only thing we could do, because we have to negotiate each time we set a shift pattern with the Federation, is set it across the board, knowing that we would revisit it, as we are now, to make sure that then we could actually tailor, based on that shift pattern, we could tailor the deployment of our officers according to need in very local areas. And some of our villages and smaller towns don't need the neighbourhood officers to work so late in the evening. So we're actually making sure that we change the shift pattern, which is a process that we're undergoing at the moment with the Federation, in order to make sure that those officers are more available when the public want us. Don't know.